This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't been great coming off breaks, but I think this break was much needed just from the fact that the grind was real those last four games. I think the pressure, the stress of where we were, how we were playing, I think that was a little bit of a mental fatigue on our guys.
That was Kevin Willard before the start of the Big Ten tournament talking about breaks. And Maryland last played Saturday. They lost to Michigan at the buzzer. They're going to play Grand Canyon on Friday, a game you can hear right here on 105.7 Fan, beginning with pregame coverage at 3:30. Grand Canyon, the 13th seed. Maryland, the 4 seed. Jason, Maryland's a 10.5-point favorite, according to the book I'm looking at right now. Are you concerned about an upset on Friday?
I mean, I haven't bet this game. I do think you could draw up a script where this game is close. And I mean, could they lose? I mean, of course they could lose. These kinds of
happens all the time in this tournament.
It's kind of why this thing is as big as it is, isn't
it's
it?
Great,
I mean, if this kind of thing never happened, we wouldn't have everybody who's never watched a game all season putting in 15 different bracket permutations.
To your point, it sucks when it happens to your team, but one of the things that makes this thing great is that it happens basically every year.
Yeah, in multitudes.
Yes.
It just depends to one extreme or the other. So could it happen? Absolutely. Will it happen? I'm not going to tell. Are you putting it? I'm not. It's not a Sharpie game for me. Like, I don't. Like, there's other draws they could have got against some lesser teams that don't include the type of travel that this does, where I would have preferred it. Now, I'm also not going to sit here and tell you it's doomsday and it's the worst case scenario. I can come up with a lot of mid-major and small schools that I would have feared way more than Grand Canyon. But having to go to Seattle, being a team that has, I mean, we can even go back to their early season neutral site outings. There was one guy you had to stop with Villanova. They couldn't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That game became a real struggle. The first half, they really had issues. Right? That was one of those games where Queen's first half was tough. Second half, big boy. But slow starts in weird settings. They've been a slow starting team in general lately. And sometimes the other team dictates to them more than they should. I'll tell you this, I don't think they're running them out of the gym. Like, at least not for 40 minutes. I don't think this is a 40-minute beatdown.
Well, something that we have seen is teams that play with slow tempo dictate that pace to the turf.
Exactly.
But that's not the case here, where you're looking at Grand Canyon. They're the 14th fastest team in the country, according to KenPom. Very veteran team. You have four seniors, all five of them upperclassmen. They're 149th in offensive efficiency, 67th in defensive efficiency. It's not a good shooting team. They shoot 31.5% from three, which is good for Maryland. And they don't rebound the ball particularly well.
Hey, Maryland had a situation like this. Now, it was under Turgeon, but he had a good team. They were the sixth seed in the 2019 tournament, and they played Belmont, who we're familiar with now because of Jacoby Gillespie. Yep. They were down 6.5 and only won the game by 2 points. Like, Maryland was the sixth, Belmont was the 11, and Maryland almost lost. They came very close to losing that basketball game.
I mean, how to handle this week, just from a human standpoint, is tricky. I mean, we can now go back. I mean, 6 or 7 games, really. And a lot of these games, they ended up getting to 80 points in the end or getting to 75 points in the end. But against some of these lesser teams, it's been a little bit of a struggle. And sometimes they get into these scenarios where they settle for bad threes. They don't really get going in their offense. They don't share the ball as much as they should. And then they hit another gear and they turn it on. But we also know, a tale as old as time, the longer you let a team with nothing to lose hang around.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd starts to turn. A couple guys pick up ticky-tack fouls that could have gone either way, but they go against you. All of a sudden, we're late in the first half, and it's the Caparis of the world and the DHSs of the world on the court more than you'd like because a couple of guys are in a little bit of foul trouble, and you'd like to think that your twos could play with their ones, but some of them can and some of them can't. Like, I think the first half will be telling. I think the first half will be telling. How quickly is he going to his bench?
Yeah.
After another long layoff, because he went quickly to him despite not playing many minutes in Illinois. But that's one thing, and they obviously have the Fighting Illini's number, but the layoff there, and they had their best half of the season, dropping 57 points on them.
But you feel like they own them? Like, I almost feel like that's the outlier.
They totally own Brad Underwood.
You take Illinois out of the mix, and you go back and like think about the first half that this team has played. The last 2 or 3 weeks, what the first half looked like against Penn State, what the first half looked like at times against Rutgers, what the first half, you know, looked like against Northwestern. Like, my concern is that this looks a little bit like that.
Yeah, the Northwestern, because that was when the turnovers were nuts. I think they had 11 turnovers in the first half. They couldn't get into a flow at all. I'm with you. I think the first half will be very telling. If they have a strong first half, you probably have the ability to kind of cruise to a victory with how poor a three-point shooting team that Grant Canyon is.
Beltway Ben, how concerned are you about an upset here on Friday?
I texted you guys right before the show, or the draft show, or selection show rather, started, and said I didn't want to play Grand Canyon. But the Terps can outshoot them by a large margin. They do play 4-guard lineup. They're not big. Their guards are lengthy, though, and Grant Foster is going to be an issue. I think, honestly, the recipe to success, play zone, force them to shoot. They cannot shoot the ball. They can get to the basket. And I don't, like, on the Terps 5, I don't know anybody that can match up truly with Grant Foster. He's long. He's got NBA game. He's older. He's 25 because he had a heart issue and missed like a year and a half of basketball. Transferred there and has been awesome. He was awesome last year. This year he's been up and down. But like, with the way the Terps are, I would go zone. And also offensively, get the ball inside. They need to have Reese and Queen working down low because in the paint, they are undersized. Now outside, they're long. They can do stuff like that. But inside, they're undersized.
Terps and Grand Canyon, it's Friday at 4:30. Pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan at 3:30 on Friday. Coming up next here, we get to the Orioles, though. And is it Suarez? Is it Povich? Is it Povich? Is it Suarez? Who's going to be the starter on the back end of this rotation? Some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.